By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometime after the Babylonian captivity, Ahasuerus became king of Persia. Wishing to choose a queen, Ahasuerus sent messengers into all of the provinces to bring to the palace the most beautiful woman in his empire. Among those brought to the king was the Jewish maiden named Esther. Esther was accompanied by her uncle. Like Esther, he too was a devout Jew, whose name was Mordecai. He thought that if Esther were made queen, she would be in a position to help her people who were dwelling in that pagan land. Now, when King Ahasuerus saw Esther, he was captivated by her rare beauty and chose her for his queen. Esther was indeed more fair than all the other women, for in addition to her physical beauty, the inner beauty of her soul shone forth. She was filled with virtue, and she had a deep love of God. Ahasuerus, however, did not know that she was a Jew. And thus Esther became queen of Persia. Esther's uncle, Mordecai, was given the position in the palace, and his duty was to stand at the gates and to see that only those entered who had permission from the king. And in this way, he might always be by his niece to advise and counsel her. Now, the king's chief advisor was a proud and haughty man named Aman. Mordecai, being a Jew, refused to bend his knee to Aman in reverence as did the other Persians. Aman hated Mordecai for this insult, and he longed for revenge. Cunningly, Aman obtained the king's consent for a general massacre of all the Jews in the kingdom. And thus, King Ahasuerus sent messengers into every part of his kingdom with the orders that all the Jews were to be killed on a certain day. When Mordecai heard of this, he was greatly troubled. He clothed himself in sackcloth and ashes, and he besought God for mercy. Likewise, the Jews throughout the land were distraught. They fasted and did penance and prayed to God for his assistance. Esther, however, did not know of the king's edict. But Mordecai informed Esther of the king's edict, and he begged her to use her influence with the king to avert the threatening danger. Now it meant death for a subject to go before the king without having been being called, even for the queen. But with selfless generosity, Esther thought of her people whose lives were at stake. Esther told her uncle to call together the Jews in the town and to have them pray and fast with her for 3 days and three nights. Thus Esther spent 3 days praying and doing penance to prepare herself before appearing before the king. On the fourth day, after praying and fasting, she entered the throne room and stood before the king. But far from being angered at her boldness, the king was pleased with her. He asked her what she wanted and promised to give her even half of his kingdom. Esther told him that she had come to invite him and Aman to a banquet she had prepared for them on the next day. The next day, the king and Aman came to the banquet, which Esther had prepared for them. Again, the king asked her to tell him what she wished. And he again promised that if she desired it, he would give her half of his kingdom. Then Esther said, "If I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please thee, give me my life and the life of my people, for we are given up to be destroyed. We have an enemy whose cruelty influences the king." Now, the king was surprised at these words and asked her what enemy had power to do such things. Esther answered, "Aman is our wicked enemy." The king then ordered that Aman should be hanged. And so the Jews were delivered from death, and Mordecai was given the position which Aman had held in the court. Mordecai then instituted the Feast of Purim, or Lots, and even today the Jewish people celebrate this feast in memory of the day determined for their destruction, which was turned by Esther into a day of triumph. The fathers of the church consider Esther as a type of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, my dear faithful, in today's epistle, St. Paul tells us to rejoice always, for our Lord is coming. And St. Paul tells us to pray in order to prepare ourselves for his coming. He encourages us to make our petitions known to God in our prayers. And in this way, St. Paul says, we will be filled with the peace of God. My dear faithful, today is Gaudete Sunday. And in the liturgy, the church reminds us to rejoice, for our Lord will soon be coming at Christmas. However, she also reminds us to prepare for his coming, just as she has reminded us these last few weeks of Advent. Holy Mother of the Church wants us to prepare by fasting and mortification. Thus, we must fast this week on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. She also encourages us to perform other acts of self-denial, to prepare our hearts. For by our little acts of mortification, we show our Lord that we want to love him more and more. And the church also urges us to prepare for Christmas by prayer. That is why she assigns St. Paul's epistle today for today's Mass, in which he exhorts us to pray and to place our petitions before God. For it is only by prayer that we can accomplish anything. The mortifications and the fasts we perform are only made efficacious by our prayers. As Gary Gulagrange, the greatest theologian of the last century, says, we can only accomplish anything by God's grace, but we can only receive God's grace by prayer. Therefore, we must pray. And nothing can be more easy than to pray. For by prayer, all it is the lifting up of our minds and hearts to God. It is a conversation with God. As St. Francis de Sales says, to pray is to raise our mind to God and converse with him. It is to open one's heart to God and pour it out unreservedly. It is to tell him of our labors, our works, our sins, our desires, and all that is in our soul, and to find our rest with him as we would with a friend. And so what better way can we prepare for our Lord's coming than by thinking of him and talking with him? We see an example of how powerful prayer is in the story of Esther. She had to appear before the king. And so she and all the Jewish people prepared by prayer and fasting. Now on Christmas, we are preparing for our Lord's coming. We are preparing for our King and our Lord, especially when we receive him on Christmas Day in Holy Communion. And so like Esther, we must get ourselves ready by prayer and fasting. And what better gift can we give the Christ child than to receive him on Christmas Day with a heart that is focused on him? So let us then, my dear faithful, prepare our hearts well and get focused during these remaining days of Advent. Faithfully say your daily prayers and rosary and ask Our Lady to help you to prepare for Christmas. In fact, make resolutions to say your prayers with more attention and devotion during this next week. Make a novena of prayers to offer the Christ child on Christmas. Whether the novena consists in saying your daily rosary or some special prayer, generously and faithfully recite this prayer for the infant Christ. And resolve to make a good confession before Christmas. And if we do this, if we do these things, then our Lord will consider us worthy to appear before him in Holy Communion, just as Esther was considered worthy to appear before King Ahasuerus because of her prayers. Ahasuerus was even pleased to see Esther confidently approach his throne. So too our Lord will be pleased to see us approach him on Christmas Day, if we prepare ourselves by prayer. And so let us realize the importance of prayer, as did St. Therese the Little Flower. For she says, "The power of prayer is certainly wonderful. One might liken prayer, to a queen. For a queen always has free access to the king and can obtain any favor." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.